The other is Good Friday. And so we pray that God would bless us during this season of Lent, which we begin today. The ashes on our forehead are a reminder of our mortality. Dust we are, and to dust we shall return. But the ashes are in the shape of a cross. Our hope. Our absolute certainty. Salvation in no other name than Jesus. Forgiveness and life through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that God would bless us during our Lenten journey to the cross and empty tomb this year. We'll begin our worship service tonight with hymn number 608, Lord, to You I Make Confession. One of the things that we emphasize during this season of Lent, but especially on Ash Wednesday, is a time of confession and repentance, focusing on our sins and the forgiveness that only God can provide through Jesus Christ. Following that hymn, we will do the expanded or the longer confession and absolution tonight, the service of corporate confession and absolution. That's on page 290 and 291. Following that corporate confession and absolution, we'll pick up divine service setting one with the salutation and collect of the day, and we'll follow divine service one the rest of the way. We have a worship insert for the night. The readings are on one side, propers are on the other. Our focus tonight is on the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 6. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before You this day and we acknowledge our identity. We are sinners. We are made from the dust, and we know that because of our sin, we will return to the dust and ashes. Heavenly Father, the wages of sin is death, and we have it coming. But thanks be to You. Your free gift to us is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Create in us a new heart, a heart that is truly sorry for our sin, and clings to Jesus and Jesus alone for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Bless us during these 40 days. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 608.
Thank you.
Corporate Confession and Absolution, page 290. Page 290, you may remain seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which He strengthens our faith by giving us His body to eat and His blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, He became man, so that He might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and, to deliver us, took upon Himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body which is given for you." It is as if He said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you My body to eat." In the same way also, He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if He said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into Myself all of your iniquities. I give Myself into death, shedding My blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you My blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of Him, showing His death, that He was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving Him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow Him, and according to His commandment, love one another as He has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from this one cup. For just as the cup is filled with the wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of Him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the Word of God, let us confess our sins to Him, imploring Him for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto You all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended You, and justly deserved Your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray You of Your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of Your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Amen. We continue now with the Salutation and Collect, page 156. Page 156. The Lord be with you. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the readings.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. Who knows whether He will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his chamber, his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on His people. The Lord answered and said to His people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak the gradual. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for you my soul takes refuge. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. The epistle is from 2 Peter chapter 1. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the Lenten verse. Please stand for the gospel. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Hymn 613. Please be seated. Thank you.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this Ash Wednesday comes from the Gospel lesson read a few moments ago from the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, dear friends in Christ. Are you giving up anything for Lent? Now, we modern Christians don't fast all that often. We don't skip meals in preparation to receive the Lord's Supper. We don't withdraw from the pleasures of the flesh for a time to focus on prayer. Self-denial just isn't really part of our popular piety. But we do often give up something for Lent. Now, this practice, which oddly enough both Christians and non-Christians participate in, is really the last vestige of fasting left in most of our lives. What will it be for you this year? Chocolate? Caffeine? Sweets? Candy? Facebook? Steak? Wine? You know, it's usually something that won't put too big of a dent in our lifestyle, kind of like skipping meat and only certain kinds of meat one day out of the week, like some other churches down the street. It's usually something that hurts a little bit, but not really all that much. Something that, of course, we can bring up in conversation, that we can refuse whatever it is and say, I gave that up for Lent, sorry. There will be articles out there again this year by Christians and non-Christians alike, touting the benefits of a Lenten fast for everyone. No more Facebook? More time for jogging? Giving up sweets? You might lose a few pounds. Lent can help you become a healthier, happier you. When teaching us about the Lord's Supper, Martin Luther instructs us to confess, fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training. In this, he is simply echoing another guy you may have heard of named Jesus. And when you fast, you see, Jesus assumes his followers will fast. He assumes that this spiritual and physical discipline will be a part of their lives, not just in Lent, but throughout the entire year. And because his disciples will fast, they need some instructions. Do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Hypocrites fast so that others will see them. Hypocrites fast so that their friends, their neighbors, their co-workers, their fellow Christians will be impressed. Hypocrites fast so that they will receive the praises of men. And you know what? They'll get what they want. Truly I say to you, Jesus says, they have received their reward. You see, our reward will be given in full from our fellow man. They will be impressed, but God will not. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. Now, this seems like strange advice on a day when a vicar, a pastor, and another pastor stood in the front of this very sanctuary and disfigured faces. Now, we don't do this to make you hypocrites. At least that's not our intent. But we applied ashes to the outside of your body to point you to inward repentance. Ashes stain your forehead this one evening, this one hour, as a reminder. A reminder to you of sin's penalty and sin's destruction. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. If you are wearing the ashes tonight because you want to show everyone else how pious you are, you're trying to impress everyone. If you're planning to wear them with pride, back to work or to the store or out to eat, then go to the bathroom and wash them off. Repent. Rend your hearts and not your garments, God thunders forth through Joel. Quit playing around with the outward show. Quit simply giving up things that make little real difference in the comfort of your life. Quit making a show. What should you give up on Lent, during Lent? How about your sin? Give up your sin this Lent. Repent. That is the Lenten discipline to which all Christians are called. Repentance. Lent isn't about self-improvement. It's about death. Dying to your sins. Dying to the old Adam in repentance. Rend your hearts in sorrow over your sins, and cry out to your God for mercy, for He is merciful. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. He will reward you not because you're so good at being repentant. He will reward you because of Jesus. In Joel, we are told, "Then the Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on His people." He had pity on His people. He had pity on you. And He sent you, Jesus, to take that sin that you repent of and endure its penalty, leaving it nailed to the cross. You see, Lent is for sinners. Sinners in desperate need of a Savior. Those who do not think that they are sick see no need for the cure. Now maybe you are one of those who steadfastly and publicly refuses to give anything up for Lent, kind of on the other end of the spectrum. Perhaps you cover it with a veneer of piety, saying to others that this whole giving up things for Lent fad that fills our culture is kind of ridiculous. And you know, you're probably right. But it goes much deeper than that. Luther said, "Fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training," which you interpret as, "Fasting and bodily preparation is certainly harmful to my faith and probably worthless and to be avoided at all costs." Jesus said, "When you fast," which you then interpret as, "If you fast," and you probably won't, you probably shouldn't, "but if you do, then do this." Why should you fast? Why should you give up any of the pleasures of this life? Any of the things you have earned for yourself? That's really what fasting is about, isn't it? Giving up the things that you have earned for yourself. I'm a Christian. I go to church. That should be enough. The things I have, they're mine. I got them through my blood, sweat, and tears. to use as I please, when and how I want. Who has the right to tell me what I should do with what belongs to me? Jesus has the right. For He is your Savior and your Lord, and He calls on you to loose yourself from the bondage of your things. Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Give up your chains this Lent. Give up all that has a hold on your heart, that pulls you away from your Lord. Do not pile up treasures on this earth. Give them up. Lay them aside. Refuse to let anything on this planet have its clutches on you. For dear friends in Christ, you have a greater treasure. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Your treasures, your things, whether it is the praises of men or the pleasures of life or the things that you enjoy, they will all fade. They will all be corrupted. Not a single one will last. Not one thing that you enjoy will last beyond the grave. But what Christ has given to you endures. It lasts. It will not fade because it is attached to Jesus. And He lives never to die again. Nothing and no one can destroy the treasure that you have in Jesus. It belongs to you even now at this very moment. And you will receive it in full on the last day. You see, that is what Lent is all about. Taking your eyes off of the things of this world, the treasures of this world, and then fixing your eyes on the treasures of heaven, held by the one who died and rose again to win them for you. So I ask you again, are you giving up something for Lent? Fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine. Outward training. Training for a body consumed by sin. You see, fasting is discipline. Discipline for the flesh. Part of killing that old Adam within you. Fasting always serves repentance. Fasting from food or any other pleasure is not to make you lose a few pounds or give you time to read a book, but to provide opportunity and focus for prayer. To lead you to repent of all the sin that entangles you. This Lent, give up your sin. Die to yourself. Examine your idols and call on your God to break them. Lay aside all that holds you in the chains of sin, all that distracts you from receiving Christ's precious word. Repent and believe. Fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training, but they are worthless without faith. For Luther continues, that person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Repent, dear friends, and hear the gospel. The Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on his people. He was jealous for his land, his chosen Zion, and he had pity on you. You who are bowed low with sin, you who are condemned to death. He had pity and sent his Son, his only Son, whom he loved, to die in your place, to win you treasure. Treasure in heaven. Treasure that no moth or rust can corrupt. Treasure that no thief can break in and steal. That, dear friends, is what Lent is all about. The ashes on your forehead, a reminder of death, are in the shape of a cross. A reminder of who died that death. Jesus, for you. That is Ash Wednesday. That is Lent. In the name of Jesus, amen. Having heard the word, we stand and we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father,
requests that are listed in our news and notes. We pray for Good Shepherd member Desi Kessler, recuperating from surgery. We pray for Good Shepherd member Marianne Preschult, who has been hospitalized and has now moved into hospice care. And we also pray for the family of Marvin Henning, former member of Good Shepherd, who was called to his eternal home just a few days ago. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we enter this Lenten season, we pray that you would grant us repentant hearts that are turned toward you. We know that we have often wandered from your ways and transgressed your laws. We know that we deserve nothing from you but death and punishment. We thank you for the grace and mercy that you promise to all who return to you. We thank you for sending your Spirit into our hearts to create in us new and contrite hearts that look to Christ alone for our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In this holy season of Christ's passion, we pray that you would fix our eyes on Jesus, who went to his cross for us and was made sin for us, so that in him we might become righteous. Grant to your church, pastors who preach this message of the cross throughout this season and always. Bless all who hear the preaching of the cross, that they may be strengthened in their faith, purified in their consciences, knowing that all of their sins have been put to death with Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
There is nothing, O Lord, that surpasses the great generosity that you have shown toward us by giving up your Son on our behalf. Bless us as we ponder this great gift, and through it, inspire us to be generous toward others. Where we have been granted abundance, give us hearts that desire to share your bounty. Look with mercy upon all who are poor, hungry, homeless, unemployed, and in any need of body and life, and grant them your help. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, as you renew us and refresh us by the grace you show to us in Jesus, grant us to abound in good works to your glory and for the benefit of our neighbor. Fashion us into your humble instruments who walk in the works that you have prepared for us, always keeping us mindful that it is your work and not our own, that we might not become puffed up with pride and the desire to be noticed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort your people, dear Lord, in their many and various afflictions. Relieve the sick, the suffering, the addicted, the troubled, the dying, and the mourning. Especially we remember Desi, Mary Ann, and the Henning family. Give to them healing, peace, and recovery, as you so will. Keep us mindful that by Christ's wounds, we are healed, both in this life and ultimately in the resurrection on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
There is no greater worship than to receive the very gifts that you give to us for our salvation and eternal life, merciful Father. As we begin the Lenten fast this day, bless all who feast upon the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in His Holy Supper. Through this sacrament, strengthen our love for you and for one another, that we may go forth to live lives of faith and service in your holy name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. Special word of welcome to all those who are worshiping with us on the radio or over the internet. We pray that the good news of salvation full and free in Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
We continue now with the offertory on page 159. What shall I render to the Lord? Please stand as you're able.
What shall I render?
Right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Welcome to the Lord's table. The body of Christ, given for you. The body of Christ, given for you. The body of Christ,
drink.
Given
the true bond of the Lord's sacredship.
Depart in peace.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. We stand. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, 422. 422.
has begun, and what we should give up for Lent is our sin. I think that's not only a Lenten activity, but a lifetime one. May God grant that to us richly in Christ. If you didn't get a chance to look at the Good Shepherd news and notes from this last Sunday, please do so. New Lenten devotions that begin today. Purple cover. We were about out before church started. So if we're out, we'll make sure we have more by Sunday. You see setting up out of the table there, our school preschool auction gala is coming up very quickly. Looks like Nancy's sitting at the table out there. Answer any questions that you have. Look out for Wally Gator out there. He might bite you when you walk by. Bible study in the fellowship hall, Luke 1 and 2. Choir up in the balcony, thanks for the special music and instruments tonight. Awesome. New summary of Christian doctrine class starting on Sunday, March 12th. March 12th, for anybody who would like to find out a little bit more about what Lutheran Christians believe, teach, and confess, or would like a refresher in the faith, March 12th, 9:30, room 109. Room 109. All right. And you heard in the prayers, you saw in the bulletin, former member of Good Shepherd, Marvin Henning, passed away on Saturday. Longtime family connection to St. John Lutheran Church in Cramer. St. John Cramer just happens to be vacant right now. Our own member, Pastor Williamson, has been doing most of the Sunday activity there. And so the funeral for Marvin, who probably hasn't been here in about 10 years, but has been living in Bella Vista, Arkansas. That funeral will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We pray God's blessings upon the Henning family, and it is my honor and privilege to be preaching and leading that funeral service on Friday afternoon as well. Pastor, what else? Oh, yes, yes, yes. For those of you that came in right when we started or a little bit late, if you'd like to participate in the disfigurement of your face, if you'd like to participate in the imposition of ashes, one of us will be down here, and we'll make sure that you can participate in that, right? We haven't cleaned up the mess here yet as well. Vicar, anything else? Have a blessed Lent. Have a great day and week and life in the Lord Jesus Christ.